dearest idol must be thrown down. By Alexander Smiley from The Hour of Silence, 1899. They served idols, concerning which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this thing." 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 12. Every one of the house of Israel who sets up idols in his heart. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 4. Their heart went after their idols. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 16. There is much danger lest I should fall into the same sin of idolatry. Idolatry is as prevalent today as in ancient times. It is as prevalent in Christendom, no less than in heathendom. There are idols of wood and stone. Lurking in my heart, I find too strong a sympathy with the grosser forms of evil, untold possibilities of heinous sin, which are within me still. But these impure gods must go. There are the idols of silver and gold. I pay an undue deference to fashion and wealth. I covet a high position and a place among the prominent ones of the earth. But these gods, too, must be dethroned. There are the carved images. I may easily be beguiled by the enchanting toys and trinkets of the world. Contagion and poison haunt its literature, its art, its amusements. At whatever cost, these deities must be cast out. There are molten images. Sudden fires of appetite, swift flames of temptation, leap up within me, and before I know I may be overcome by them. These powers of darkness must be conquered in a heavenlier strength than my own. There are the teraphim, the idols made in the likeness of men. I am in peril of exalting friends, wife, children, to the seat which Jesus Christ alone should occupy. My dearest idol must be thrown down, and Jesus must be Lord of all. May Zinzendorf's motto be mine. I have one passion, and it is Jesus, Jesus only. The dearest idol I have known, whatever that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee.